Billy, how are you?
I'm great. I'm feeling great. And you?
Oh, excellent. Excellent. And I spent the weekend listening to the new album.
Yes.
And what an amazing record that is.
Thank you very much.
Such passion and enthusiasm that comes across in every single track.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, that's the way we intended to write the record, and I think we really managed to capture, I think that's why we call it Spirit. I think we managed to capture the spirit of Reckless Love on that album. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, that is exactly the depiction of the energy that we were looking for to capture, and that's what we admire of the 80s and hair metal bands. I think that's kind of like a naive enthusiasm about, you know, about life in general. Mm-hmm. I think it's such a positive energy that they, all those 80s hair metal bands have in their songs. It's something that we really want to bring into modern day rock.
Why not? I think that's one of the things that always got me turned on to rock in the 80s was that there was fun. Yeah. It was, you know, we're doing this to enjoy ourselves, and you can tell you're enjoying it because, yeah, I don't know, I'm watching your videos, clips of your live show, you all seem to be doing something that you love. And there's a lot of bands that just sit around with a face as though they've lost all their money in the world. You know what I mean? They're doing something because they have to.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I just don't get it. Cause in my opinion, rock and roll is like, or, you know, being on stage playing rock and roll and, you know, screaming my lungs out, it's like the best thing I can do with my pants on. It's like, you know, it's basically all the, you know, everything I need. It's, you know, I love heavy metal, as the title says. The record is, you know, Until the Day I Die, that's an homage, like it's an homage to all the bands that I love, and, you know, there's so many titles, song titles on this record actually talks about the same thing. It's like, we don't want to die, we don't want to be depressed, we're dying to live.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, this is it, we're so happy we could die.
I've got to say, I'm glad you mentioned I love heavy metal.
It's like, because, I mean, I think we've gotten both good and bad feedback from you know, sounding like some of our idols, and
uh-huh.
Some people like it, some people don't like it that much. You know, I've done little tributes here and there on the previous album.
Mm-hmm.
for my own idols, and, you know, this time around we decided that, you know, basically, I Love Heavy Metal Until the Day I Die is the only piece of lyric that I wrote for the record for that song myself. And the rest of the song is just basically song titles and band names of my favorite artists.
My immediate reaction, there were two parts of it, and like you say, you've had that sort of a bit of mixed feedback about it. One was, oh my God, that is genius, because it, you know, it's really clever. And I just thought, well, maybe that's just me and my sense of humour and the way I work with music. The other one was, oh, there's going to be some people who are going to be hypercritical about that.
Yeah.
Did you not think that might have been a bit of a risk? Or were you just, I don't care, really. It's not about, it's a risk, rock and roll's a risk, so do it. Right.
We do see that, and I myself, I do see the risk in there, but we just don't give a fuck. You know, we had a load of fun when we recorded that.
Mm.
When I was writing the lyrics or choosing which ones to mention, which ones
my
favorites to mention in the song. We had so much fun doing it. You know, it's you know, pointless to think of what the critics are gonna say. There's always gonna be haters. Just keep on hating. The thing is that I've always been a fan of the song "I Love Rock and Roll."
Mm-hmm. Great song.
Too. That when you come to think of the title of the song, it's pretty fucking cheesy to say that.
Sure.
And you know, the same. But I wanted to do my take on it, and you know that when Pepe first introduced me to that, Pepe and Ilka actually wrote the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And when they introduced me to that chorus, I didn't get it at first, but suddenly it hit me. I just like wrote down the words "I love heavy metal," and it, you know, from that point on, it, was like crystal clear that I have to do it. It was basically an homage to Def Leppard's Rocket, because they actually like it's got the same type of vibe in the song, and they also mentioned their own idols in that song.
Yeah,
just decided to do it like to take it, do it over the top, like so that the lyrics would basically consist of only of song titles by other bands and band names. And I think we succeeded in that. I think it's a good way of like doing a tribute to your own.
That is fantastic. I just